Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 225 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the farmhouse had been empty for over a decade, so there shouldn't have been anyone upstairs. But every single night, without fail, he counted 22 slow, deliberate steps, moving from room to room.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is. Welcome to the program. We'd love to hear your real ghost stories. 855-853-4802 is the phone number to call in and share your real ghost story with us, or you can write in on the website at realghoststoriesonline.com. We'd love to hear your ghost stories that you have to share. Tony, Todd, and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. Hello, everyone.
We were having a little fun before recording with Carol. Yeah. And her at her expense a little bit, because we were talking about her love for Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
He was really handsome. Did you guys Google it yet?
younger Sam Elliott? All I can picture is the older Sam Elliott.
No, look at young Sam Elliott images. He was very handsome. I dated a guy who looked like him for quite a while.
Oh, that's what this is all about.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now it comes out.
It was going well until it wasn't.
Looks like he could have been in the Doobie Brothers or something, really. Yeah.
He's quite handsome.
Oh, very young Sam Elliott back in the 60s. Looks like, I mean, he looks like he's kind of gone through every phase. He looked kind of Mad Men-ish for a while. Then he kind of looked like he was a member of the Eagles.
Yeah.
And, now he's what he looks like today. There you go.
Pre-mustache. I was not expecting that.
No, I wasn't. He looks like he could be selling vacuum cleaners and murdering people at the same time, kind of.
That's probably what got Carol all hot and bothered. Exactly.
Would you like to buy a Hoover?
I just so fondly remember that day when he sold me a vacuum and then attempted to kill me, but I was like, how are we so handsome?
Let me show you the suction power of the Hoover XL700.
Listen, if Sam Elliott was going to sell a vacuum cleaner, I think it'd be a Kirby, don't you think? Because that stuff, I mean, that's some Kirby heavy duty.
That seems like a,
Rainbow. The rainbow.
Oh, my God. The rainbow.
Door to door.
Yeah.
Does anyone sell vacuum cleaners door to door anymore?
I will be honest with you. I bought a Kirby about 5 years ago. Yes.
From a door to door salesperson?
Yes. Yep.
No shit. You were just impressed that someone was doing this and you're like, I gotta support this shit because,
it was a young kid, you know, in college, whatever. Yeah. He came in, he did the whole thing, the whole spiel. And to be honest, my parents had a Kirby and it was as old or older than I am right now. So I know that they last whatever. And I'm like, all right, I could probably do this.
So is it a good vacuum?
It's great. I mean, I don't know that there's anything better out there, especially I've got a dog and stuff like that. Yeah, so I like it.
No kidding.
The money well spent because those door-to-door vacuums were never cheap.
Oh,
they were like really expensive.
I would think like it'd be an insane liability to be like, who's insuring the door-to-door salespeople on this? I mean, I would think that it'd be a liability for just having somebody go into homes in general without witnesses.
I'm sorry. It surprises me how many people still do that working from home. We had storms recently. So there was like so many people went to replace my roof.
No, I'm talking like door-to-door salespeople. I'm talking like going into a home and selling something. Like that's your job.
Well, that's what they wanted to do was sell
me. Oh, the roof. Those roofing exists. But those are like kind of like fly-by-night companies. Yeah. I'm talking like I'm
windows. There's a lot of window people still, lighting people. But I haven't had a vacuum person. I actually bought my cable or my internet, AT&T, through somebody coming to my door.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Seemed like a good deal. So I signed up and then I found out that what they told me isn't what I got.
Hey, that never happens with door to door.
Right.
I once fell victim to a door-to-door meat salesman. This was in Wichita. This was a good damn near 20 years ago. It's probably like 15 years ago. I just built my first house. And here's what sold me on it. They were from Wisconsin. Or at least they pretended they were, and they put on a damn good accent. And because we started talking, and I really was like not about it. And then he started talking, and like, oh, and then he was good. He was good. And so I bought a whole like fucking thing of steaks and everything from him. And they were kind of shitty steaks. I'm going to be honest with you.
Do you remember the Schwann's guy? Did they ever come out to your house?
I do Schwann's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't anymore. I don't want to say anything negative about them, but I don't know what they have today, but I try to like use a lot less processed shit. And I know for a while they were pretty I don't know what they are anymore, but I could be completely off. But Schwann's was like something as a kid. We never like my parents did not get Schwann's. That was something, you know, the rich folks got. And we certainly weren't fucking that. So it was like I think I was like almost kind of like conditioned to look down on people that got Schwann's because we weren't them. From like a jealousy, weird, you know, people who have money must have got it some sort of nefarious way standpoint that some people hold in their views. That's not my view, but that's just kind of like how the attitude sort of was. So that's kind of, yeah. But I know this is, yeah.
Like, if they're your parents, you know, it's like, well, you
must
know,
be nice.
Yeah, it must be nice. Obviously, they just like to flaunt their money. Exactly. I mean, if that's what makes you happy, but we're not that way.
Look at those nuggets they're getting that are frozen. Those, overpaid those rich assholes.
They could get the same thing at the grocery store for a lot less money.
Yes. Sadoffs. Todd knows exactly what I'm talking
yes.
about.
Yes.
That was like the rich family in our town. And every family is good and bad. Like, I don't know. I never really had any bad interactions, you know, but there was, you know, it was a very much a factory town. So there was a lot of have and have not. So you kind of have that animosity that would grow, and it was such an unhealthy way of looking at life.
But, yeah.
But it's just kind of the dynamics. So, yeah, when you don't have anything and it's like if people have, sometimes it's like, that's the attitude you get with folks.
It's not a mansion. It's a Schwann's delivery.
I know.
That's what you're jealous over.
Like somehow Schwann's was like premium shit, you know, like that's how great our hometown is. Like you're fucking making it work if you're getting Schwann's.
But we don't know that with him.
It's like Prada, Gucci, Schwann's.
Schwann's.
It is a weird place.
Just a little bit.
There's literally a Facebook group for it. It's that. It's a weird place. ..
That's right.
Kind of like sometimes turn into therapy sessions for survivors of the town.
Yes.
855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. It's almost like a Stephen King setting in some ways.
Yeah.
You know, like he has a universe and there's these stories that come out of it. That kind of feels like what that town was.
Very much.
There's so many weird little nuggets to it. And it's like we were part of the story there for a while. And now you kind of watch from afar and you're, oh, this is interesting. Good old town. All right. There are houses. Here's a story. There are houses that feel empty. And then there are houses that feel as though something inside them never quite finished living. The Marlowe house felt like the latter from the moment Daniel first stood at the end of the gravel drive and looked up at its dark second floor windows. The property sat where an old county road simply stopped. Years ago, it had connected two small towns. Now it led nowhere except to a sagging mailbox and a two-story farmhouse that had been vacant for more than a decade. Daniel didn't believe in haunted houses. He believed in restoration. He was a contractor who specialized in bringing aging structures back to life. And the Marlowe place had everything he liked. Solid beams, a stone foundation, a staircase of dark walnut hidden under layers of dust. Henry and Eleanor Marlowe had owned the home for most of their adult lives. They had no children. Henry died first, his obituary short and unremarkable. Eleanor passed less than a year later with no one eager to claim it. The house had simply remained. Furniture stood where it had always stood. Dishes were still stacked in cabinets in the kitchen. A calendar hung open to October from 14 years earlier. Daniel purchased it at a price low enough to justify the work. He opened windows to let air circulate, hauled out damaged flooring, stripped wallpaper, and sanded trim until the grain reappeared. The first week passed without incident. The house made the usual sounds of an old structure, adjusting to temperature and humidity. Pipes knocked, boards creaked, wind pushed faintly at the windows. He began sleeping there to save the commute back to his apartment. setting up a cot in the front parlor. He told himself it was practical. It also allowed him to understand the house on his own terms. The first unexplained sound came on the eighth night. Rain had settled in after midnight, tapping steadily against the roof. Daniel woke to the sound of wood dragging across wood somewhere above him. It was not a sharp crash or the random pop of shifting beams. It was a slow, deliberate scrape, as though a chair had been pulled carefully across the floor. He lay still and listened. The sound stopped. Silence returned. And after a minute, he convinced himself it was moisture swelling the floorboards and eventually drifted back to sleep. Excuse me. In the morning, he climbed to the master bedroom to continue stripping paint from the window frames. The room looked unchanged, except for one detail. A small wooden vanity chair. It had been tucked away neatly beneath the dressing table, now sat angled towards the center of the room, pulled back as though someone had risen from it. He paused, then stepped inside and pushed it back under the vanity. Old houses could shift. Memory could misfile small details. He didn't dwell on it. A few days later, after sanding the banister in the upstairs hallway, he caught the faint scent of perfume. It wasn't modern or sharp. It carried a powdery floral note, the kind associated with older cosmetics. The scent seemed to pass him rather than emanate from a single location, lingering briefly before fading. He searched for a source, a drawer, a forgotten bottle, but found nothing. The night developed a pattern soon after. Just after one in the morning, footsteps began crossing the upstairs landing. They were measured and unhurried, moving from one room to the next. They never descended the stairs, never paused for long. Daniel sat upright. The first time he clearly heard them, his pulse steady but alert. On the third night, he counted 22 steps. The number repeated the following night. And the night after that, the same pacing, the same circuit. Eventually, he climbed the stairs while the footsteps were underway. As he reached the landing, the final step sounded inside the master bedroom. He flicked on the light. The room was empty. The vanity chair, however, was once again pulled away from the table. Daniel felt irritation more than fear. Whatever was happening was subtle, almost restrained, but undoubtedly consistent. He decided to research the house. Henry's death was straightforward. Heart complications, Eleanor's passing, followed less than a year later after a period of illness. A small local article described her as increasingly reclusive after her husband's death. One line caught Daniel's attention. Neighbors had mentioned that Eleanor often walked to the upstairs rooms late at night, checking doors and windows in a set order before bed, a routine. Daniel closed the article and leaned back in his chair, 22 steps, room to room. That night, the footsteps began earlier than usual. They were faster, the rhythm slightly uneven. In the middle of the circuit, the sound of wood scraping echoed sharply from master bedroom once, twice, and then against in short bursts, as though the chair were being dragged repeatedly across the floor. The disturbance felt less like a warning and more like a frustration. The following morning, Daniel made a decision that seemed rational at the time. If there was a pattern, perhaps breaking it would end whatever was happening. He removed the vanity from the master bedroom entirely and carried it to the barn beside the house. He closed the bedroom door firmly before heading downstairs. That night, the footsteps, they resumed at 1:17 a.m., as they had before. They crossed the landing towards the master bedroom and stopped. A long pause followed. Then three deliberate knocks sounded on the bedroom door. Daniel sat upright on his cot, his body tense. Another knock followed, and then a quiet rattle of the doorknob, as if someone were testing it without urgency. He did not move. After a moment, the footsteps resumed, but the pattern had changed. They moved back and forth across the landing without completing the circuit. The sound continued for nearly an hour before fading. Two nights later, Daniel woke to the sensation of weight at the foot of his cot. It was subtle but unmistakable, like someone sitting down carefully to avoid waking him. The faint perfume scent returned, stronger this time, filling the air near his face. He kept his eyes closed for several seconds, listening. There was no breathing, no shifting fabric, only the impression of presence. The weight lifted, footsteps crossed the parlor floor and moved towards the staircase. He opened his eyes and watched the darkness as the steps climbed upward, counting without meaning to, 22. Silence followed. Daniel rose and walked upstairs. The master bedroom door, which he had closed earlier, now stood open. In the center of the room sat the vanity chair. Not the entire vanity, only the chair. He had left both pieces in the barn. The chair was positioned squarely facing the doorway, aligned as if carefully placed. Daniel stood in the hall for a long time, his mind moving through possible explanations, memory lapses, sleepwalking, stress, but none of that felt sufficient. He stepped inside and turned the chair slightly, angling it towards the window instead of the door. Then he closed the bedroom door and went back downstairs. The following night, the footsteps returned to their original pattern. They completed the circuit calmly and evenly. There were no knocks, no frantic scraping. The house felt settled again, as if the interruption had been acknowledged and corrected. Daniel chose not to move the chair again. Over the next 3 months, he finished restoring the house. The nightly routine continued, predictable and contained. Occasionally, he would smell the faint perfume drifting through the upstairs hallway. Once or twice, he found a door he remembered closing slightly ajar. Nothing escalated beyond that. When the work was complete, he sold the property to a couple who appreciated historic homes. He told them about the footsteps and the chair, presenting it as unusual but harmless as an occurrence. They listened politely, smiling with a kind of skepticism that suggests they assumed he was embellishing for effect. 6 months after the sale, a handwritten letter arrived. They were enjoying the house, it said. The craftsmanship was beautiful. They had only one question. Had Daniel ever noticed someone walking upstairs at night? And had the vanity chair always been positioned facing the master bedroom door? Daniel folded the letter and placed it in a drawer with old receipts and property documents. He never responded. Some houses deteriorate when left alone, others linger. They retain the rhythm of former lives, the way floorboards retain the echo of familiar footsteps. If Eleanor Marlowe had once walked those rooms each night, checking doors and windows in a careful order, perhaps that pattern had simply remained when she did not. The Marlowe house was not violent. It did not rage or threaten. It repeated every night after 1 in the morning. 22 steps crossed the landing in steady succession. Not searching, not warning, just continuing. And that's the rest of the story.
I think that might be one of my favorites that we've done for a while.
Yeah, it was good. I like that.
I love old houses, so the fact that he was kind of, you know, working on the house kind of drew me in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Also, just the story of it kind of being on this road that had been important at one time but no longer was. I mean, it just reminds me of my childhood because, like, out where I live, the roads that were important aren't because the highway's there now and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah,
I very good. And I love the fact that somehow the chair found its way back into the house.
I like that. I like that. I'm an object person. I don't know why, but you know, I feel, you know, it's in my mind, but I feel sentimentality to a lot, to probably more objects than I do human beings. Those sort of things, I that's why I love antique stores. I love seeing things get repurposed and reused because it makes me think just about this story. And it does make you wonder about the people who sat in them, the stories that were told, the things that they saw. Those sort of things are very fascinating to me. So that spoke to me too. I like that. Carol?
Yeah, I mean, I like that idea of that. I just don't want any of those things in my home.
Yeah.
I don't have any. I have no antiques in my home. I mean, I do have some older things, but they were, for the most part, someone in my family, like something my mother had.
Yeah.
You know, not anything from that side.
I got a ton of shit in this room. I have a jar over here. I've talked about this on the air. That was it smells like my grandparents' house. You open up the thing and you take a whiff of it and there's Winnebago Drive right there. I also have a bottle of liquor over here that's in a bowling pin canister. It's like an old Jim Beam one that's in the shape of a bowling pin. You see them in antique stores every now and then.
Yeah.
And that's from my grandfather. And it's actually the last thing he drank. That he was in hospice at the end. He didn't die of alcohol. It was just, you know, it was the end. And he had been saving this damn bottle his whole, like, forever. I was a kid and I loved bowling stuff because I'm from Wisconsin. And I was like, can I see the bowling pin? When I was a kid. And he'd always show me the bowling pin bottle he never opened. And then right the night before he passed, him and my mom and dad and aunts and uncles and everybody, they were all in there with him and they all did a shot from that bottle. And I have the bottle. It's right there.
Cool, actually.
And there's still a little in there from that. And I every, like, if there's something like big in my life or something, I will pour like a drop in a glass.
Oh.
And, but what I think I want to do is actually add to it, is take, like, you know, just then it spreads it. So I have more than, but it's still, the original is still in there. Yeah. And I think I'm going to do that because otherwise it's going to run out at some point.
What kind of liquor comes in a bowling pin?
It's Jim Beam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just like how they have like those decorative canisters, you know, they like sometimes you see them at the holidays. They used to be a much bigger thing. You know, they'd be animal shapes and all that shit. That's what that is. And it's like, I think it's from the 60s or the 70s. But it's, yeah.
Yeah, they did men's cologne like that too. Because my dad, it'd be like, we'd order it through Avon and it would be like come in this glass car with,
yeah,
you know,
yes. Yeah.
And it would be so exciting to give dad that bottle of cologne that comes. Yeah. In the car. Yeah. Now you don't see that anymore.
You don't. I think it's neat.
Liquor and bowling pins these days.
Here, I'll show it to you. Hang on 1 second.
Okay. Yeah.
My sister actually had a couple of Elvis decanter bottles. And so you'd screw off the Elvis head. I don't think she ever opened it because then they always say that if you open up those, then they're not worth anything and blah, 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 blah. So she had, I think, two or three of them that because she was a big Elvis fan.
Are they from like the 70s or something?
I would say probably these are probably from the 80s, but there it is. Oh, yeah. That looks just like a bowling pin.
Beam 10 pin is what it's called. I have two of these. This is the one I got at an antique store. See, the top just kind of comes off like
that.
His is actually over there. I'm trying to see if there's no. This says Patty 89 at the bottom of it. So it's at least from. Let me see if there's a label on that one.
All right.
And I'm trying to figure out like the Elvis thing because some of those are worth some money. Because, like, there's a gold and a silver one that I found.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Bucks.
80,000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't that nice. I'm trying to see.
Here it is. This one was my Grandpa Al's. This is Al, because this is a sticker from his room that they had on it. And
there's still some in there.
63.
Wow.
I can't believe that had liquor in it. That's crazy.
Yep. It's still in there.
He just burned his nostrils out.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, there's still some in here. Yeah. Jesus. Wow.
Is it glass or is it metal or what is it?
It's ceramic, I think.
Ceramic. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do have some unopened bottles of liquor, like from probably the 1940s would be my guess.
What?
I do. And I don't know what to do with them. They were my dad's girlfriends. She was 20 years older than he was. So I think they are probably from the 40s.
Wow, that sounds like a party to me.
Or would they be horrible?
What are they of?
I'm trying to think now. I've got them. It's interesting. One is like a sake that came in this really fancy.
That's probably bad.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't open any of them. I'd have to go in the kitchen.
But if it's like a hard liquor, it's probably fine. If it's like a vodka or a rum or
they still have seals on them. And
yeah.
So I guess I have those because they came from her. And when I moved into this house, I didn't even realize I had all of them. But they're pretty cool because some of them still have kind of a similar looking jar, but some of them are quite different.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I guess that's the really old stuff I have would be those.
1940s. Wow. Probably. Hey, I'm curious as to what you got there.
I'd have to go look.
You got to send me pictures of what you have.
Okay.
I'd be really, yeah. I'd be interested to see what exists there. Years ago, I was staying overnight. I was visiting a friend in Green Bay. Denny, you know Denny, don't you?
Yep.
Remember
yep.
Denny? He and his wife had in their liquor cabinet, you know, and we were hanging out, drinking and talking and all that. And, you know, he like, go grab something. So I went over there and there was a bottle of wine in there that was like, it was from the 70s. And this was 2003 or 2004-ish, somewhere around there. And I was like, just kind of like starting to get into wine. And I all I knew was like, you know, oh, old is good, right? Like that's supposed to be like not always. and I remember we opened up that bottle of wine that night. And that was some of the, that was one of the weirdest, darkest, most disturbing things I've ever tasted. It's like it can, when it goes bad, it goes bad. It goes real bad. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't drink. It was like, okay, this was a bad idea. Let's get something else. But yeah. One other thing in that story I want to bring note to was the old newspaper where he was reading through the article and somehow the newspaper is printing that this woman's like walking around the house going from door to door at night. I thought that was kind of interesting. And it also kind of reminded me of small town newspapers.
Yes.
Where they used to print shit like that. You know, it sounds crazy. Like who the hell would print this? And in your cities of any population, they wouldn't. But when you have a town that's like a couple hundred people or a couple thousand, they would like make note in their local papers about who came to visit who.
Oh, yeah, they did. That was a big deal. If you had company, especially from out of town.
Yeah.
You would let the paper know.
I mean, I don't think people realize just how much old papers like that were like social media.
Well, and like they would say what the school is having for lunch every day. That
yeah.
Week.
But so there was
look at the paper to see what was going to be served at school.
It was so ridiculously hyper focused on the daily comings and goings of life in a small town. I mean, just if you can go back and look at some of those from way back, it's just like holy shit! Like they had people that were going around and like making note of this, and then it's going to a printer, you know. And so and so's cousin visited today from Minneapolis, and you know,
you would go down to the newspaper office because they'd print them right there.
Yeah,
and you would submit your social story, like these
it's
people
crazy.
To visit, or you know, anybody's anniversary.
Yeah,
you know, the big ones would be in the paper.
That's so weird because my birthday is actually coming up in a couple of days. And when my mom died, I had to go through all of her stuff. And in there's a newspaper clipping from the week that I was born. And it says, Mr. and Mrs. Michaels welcomes Todd to the family, blah, blah, blah. So that stuff did happen. But
yeah,
Tony, to what you were saying, like prominent families, especially if the Marlowes had any prominence in town at all. And it sounds like maybe they did.
Yeah.
They would probably write the story about her walking the halls and checking the doors and all that kind of stuff, because it was like celebrity back in the day.
It was. You were a local celebrity sort of thing. There was a newspaper. My grandmother was from a place called Black River Falls in Wisconsin. They had a paper called the Banner Journal. I don't know if it's still around. I think it's still around. It was like a weekly paper. I mean, it used to be daily, but it went to weekly because it's not a big area. And I mean, even into the 90s, that sort of stuff was going into those papers. It was funny to read in the 90s. It felt like you were like reading something from like the 30s. And then if you went back and looked at really old ones, then it was even more like that. It's just interesting how this concept of putting our stuff out there, we think it's so new or something, or with social media. Now, it's really always been going on. It's just for like a span between like the 80s into the 90s and the early 2000s, media, newspapers, all that super hyper focus kind of slowly went away. And then people were, you know, you filled your content with stories from The Wire and all that. And there was less of that local reporting that went on. But it's the pendulum swung and it swung back and it swung this way.
Yeah.
It's just, it's landing in a different way because it's a different medium, the way that we consume it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Interesting. And everybody's the paper now. So it's right. Everybody can print whatever they want. I don't know. Did everybody sit there and actually hang on these words and note it or read it? Or was it just kind of there for posterity? I don't know. Just like how we handle social media today. We don't hang on everybody's words of what they post out there, this or that. The person who puts it out there thinks people are, but I don't know. It's interesting how we function.
Mr. and Mrs. Sadoff had a delivery from the Schwann's truck this week in the paper.
And there's me driving by.
That's right.
Can we get those popsicles, Mom? There's just as good down at the Piggly Wiggly. We're going to get the generics. You like the fudgesicles from the Piggly Wiggly. They're good.
Yep. I've got some Kool-Aid in the ice trays at home. You've got it at home.
Sharkleberry Finn. Yes. All the way. Yep. God. Yeah, there you go. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all of that stuff, check it out on Apple Podcasts and on Patreon, our premium channel right there. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. You'll find us, and you can get access to all of that stuff. So do join us on there. All right, until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one. Download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.